Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Good evening, church. I greet all the pastors. Thank you so much, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Pastor Bello and Mom Bello and our pastors. Father is not yet on seat. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you all for coming around. Our members also, thank you for coming around. Thank you so much. We appreciate God. As Daddy has said, this is the first diocese in 2021. It's been wonderful. We thank God for teachings throughout last year. Teachings, so much teachings was... we received so much teachings last year and concerning the warfare of the kingdom. And this year we are looking at the power of the kingdom. So we bless God for that. Before I move into my teaching, I want us to appreciate God. I want us to give God all the glory for our pastors. I want us to thank God for his grace over their lives. I want us to thank God. I want us to thank God for that grace. This is the grace that God is using to build us. The grace is using to mold us. The grace he has used and is still using. You know, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We acknowledge this grace. We refuse to look down on it. We refuse to get familiar with it. We acknowledge teachings throughout last year. We thank you for the wine that you gave us through them, the diverse administrations of the Spirit that you released through them, through our pastors, through Mommy, through every one of them. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. One more, I want us to thank God that we are part of this house, for the privilege to be part of this grace in the house. I want us to thank God for it, for the privilege to be part of the grace in the house. Lord, we are grateful to partake of this stream, to drink of these waters. Lord, we are grateful. You count us worthy to be part of your fellowship in this part, in this place. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Actually, before I start my teaching, I wanted to sing a song, and Sister Share sang the song. That is the Holy Ghost. You know, and that's interesting. Knees upon us is the Holy Ghost. He's upon us, the scepter of the city of God. He's upon us, the mighty right hand is upon us, custodian of the secret of God. Just two more times. Is upon us is the Holy Ghost. Is upon us, the center of the city of God. Knees upon us, the mighty right hand is upon us, custodian of the secret of God. Is the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost, is the Holy Ghost, the scepter of the city of God. Holy Spirit, we appreciate your presence. We declare that you are in our midst. You have taught us to be active, to be alive when we gather in your midst. Thank you for that which you will do in our midst. Thank you for the release of your angels. Thank you for the release of your power. Thank you for the release of utterance. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, I want us to be expectant in today's meeting. We're going to have just 15, I'll create 15 minutes for impartation and activations during this meeting. So I want us to be expectant. I want our heart to be active in God's presence. So we're looking at the power of the kingdom. Just a few teachings I have here. The power of the kingdom. Luke 4, verse 1. Luke 4, verse 1. Okay, let me open. In Luke 4, verse 1, before Luke 4, verse 1, we can see how Jesus went into River Jordan to meet John the Baptist, how he was baptized by the Spirit, and how the Spirit came upon him. And immediately after that, he was driven. He was full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You know, after that baptism, we could see that he was led by the Spirit. Please move to verse 20. Then we'll go to, verse 14. 14 to 20. I want to read 14 to 20. 14 to 20. And Jesus returned that after the temptation, was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after the temptation, the scripture says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. In the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. So my first introduction to us is that the power of the kingdom is the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the kingdom is the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's my first introduction to us today. That whenever we talk about the power of the kingdom, we're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. So he said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, verse 15 to 20. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord. Jesus himself read the scripture that says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He had gone to River Jordan to be baptized. And immediately the Spirit rested upon him. And then he was led to the wilderness by the Spirit. And then coming out of that experience, he came out by the power of the Spirit. And then he got to the synagogue, quoted the scripture to them, letting them to know that he has been anointed by the Spirit. He has been given power. He has been given authority to preach. He has been given authority to heal. He told them that today this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. That same chapter, if you look at 36 to 37. 36. Look at it. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit and they come out, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country about. So we can see that everything came out of the Holy Ghost. Everything came out of the power of the Holy Ghost, which is the power of the kingdom. One more scripture. Romans 15, 13 to 19. Book of Romans 15. I just want to establish to us that the power of the Holy Spirit is the power of the kingdom. Now look at Romans 15. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through what? The power of the Holy Ghost. Continue. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God. Yes. 16. that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Now let's go to 17. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. Yes. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. 19. Through mighty signs. How did he minister the gospel? He said to the Gentiles. He said, through mighty signs and wonders. By what? By the power of the Spirit of God. So it was not by false power. He did it by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from where? Jerusalem and what? Round about Lyricum. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I want you to believe that I'm assuming the I is silent, so I'm calling it Lyricum. So we can see that Paul did that by the power. He acknowledged something there that he did not preach the gospel of Christ by his own power. He preached it by the power. He said, even mighty signs. It's not just signs. He said, mighty signs and wonders. So I read these scriptures to us to show us that the power of the kingdom is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, point number two. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, you will see the power. And you will see the kingdom. So, wherever we have the Holy Spirit, wherever the Holy Spirit is, we'll see God's power. We'll see the power of the kingdom, and then we'll see the what? The kingdom. That is, it is for the advancement of the kingdom. That is, to advance the kingdom. Wherever the Holy Ghost is, he advances the cause of the kingdom. So wherever you see the Holy Ghost in a place or in a territory, you see the power of the kingdom. And what do we see? Wherever we see the power of the kingdom, we see the kingdom. Okay, we can't talk about the power of the kingdom without the kingdom. And we cannot talk about the power of the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. So wherever we see the Holy Spirit, we see the power and then we see the kingdom. You know, like in Matthew 12:28, where Jesus... You know, he casted out a demon from a deaf and a dumb boy, Matthew 12, and they were like, hey, look at it. He said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom is what? Is come unto you. By the Spirit of God, not by any other spirit. Jesus acknowledged that he did this thing by the Spirit of God. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:17, where he says, we usually quote it. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where we say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. Where? So, it means wherever that we have the Holy Spirit. He's not saying that liberty is on his way. He said, yeah, that place, there is liberty. There is freedom. Abi? Liberty means what? Freedom. So, freedom of what? Sickness. We get healed of sickness, of disease. From oppression, from depression, from whatever. Let me use that word. From whatever that is holding us bound. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, there's what? Liberty. You can now connect it with that scripture that Jesus quoted, where he says that the Spirit of the Lord God is what? Is upon me. So, and we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is what? Is upon us. That means what? There is liberty. So if you are experiencing bondage in any situation, what we have to do is to what? We pray, we talk to the Holy Spirit to do what? To set us free. So wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, we see power, and we see the power of the kingdom, and we see the kingdom. If you can remember Acts 1:8, he said, you shall what? Receive power. After what? The Holy Ghost. So, if the Holy Ghost does not come, there is no what? There is no power. That's what Jesus is saying. We can, is it just opposed? If there is no Holy Spirit, there is no power. He says, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is what? Is come upon you. That is Acts 1:8. And we could see how it happened in Acts chapter 2. The way it happened to Jesus when he was baptized. John the Baptist saw the experience that the heaven was opened. The Spirit came in form of a dove upon what? Upon Jesus. But in Acts chapter 2, what happened? Suddenly there was a what? A rushing. It came as a rushing mighty wind. Then we saw what? Cloven tongues of what? Of fire. That was their own experience. It is still the same Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that they were filled. Okay, thank you. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to what? Speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So if the Spirit did not come, then we have to keep waiting. Then we have to keep waiting. Because without the Spirit, there is no power. There is no strength. There is no ability. There is no capacity to witness the gospel. I want us to just quickly look at Acts 4, 31 and 33. Acts 4, 31 and 33. Let's look at it. Thank you. He said, and when they had prayed, if you can remember the experience that happened, you know, they were challenged. They told them not to preach again. So they went back to their company. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. This is another experience. Though they did not show us the visible, maybe there was a rushing mighty wind, but we saw something. And they spake the word of God with what? With boldness. With boldness. This is another experience of what being filled by the Holy Ghost. So, and it happened when they had prayed. Look at the next one. I think that's the three, Abby. And with, it's not just power now. It says with what? With great power. It came out of their prayers. They prayed, the Holy Ghost came, they were filled, they had boldness to declare the word, and then with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. They could advance the cause of the kingdom from the experience of what? Being filled. So our own experience should not be different from theirs. Let's quickly move forward. Also, Stephen, in Acts chapter 6, there's something about Stephen I want us to look at. Acts 6 in verse 5 and 8. Acts 6, 5 and 8. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of what? Faith and of the what? Holy Ghost. They differentiated, as in, that thing made Stephen distinct. They were seven in number. But they added something to Stephen's qualification, that he was full of faith and what? The Holy Ghost. If you now look at verse 6, what happened in, is it verse 6? Verse 8, sorry. You can see that. And Stephen, full of what? Faith. They did not put Holy Ghost now. They put what? Power. He now did what? Great wonders and miracles among the what? The people. So, we should be expectant of this experience among us, among the people, whether among the believers or among the what? Unbelievers. You could see they exchanged it in verse 6. They said it was full of faith and the Holy Ghost. By the time we get to verse 8, it was switched to what? Power. So we could see what happened there to Stephen. So I use that those scriptures to show us that wherever they have the Holy Ghost, being filled or being full, you know, we have been filled, which is a continuous experience, you know. And then we have Stephen that they said he was full of it. What should we expect? We should expect signs. We should expect what? Wonders. There are some things that are like, I don't know, we are not used to it. For example, signs. We are not used to it. We don't even know the signs. They did not even explain the signs that Stephen did. But yet, they said he did signs. And he did what? Wonders. So the third point. You cannot establish any kingdom plan, purpose, or will without the power of the Spirit, without the power of the kingdom. You can't. We cannot establish anything that has to do with the kingdom without the power of the kingdom. Without the power of the Spirit. I'm using them interchangeably because I said the power of the kingdom is the power of the Spirit. So we can't remember that Jesus said that we should pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in what? Thy will be done in heaven, I'm sorry, as it is done in what? On earth. So to do that will on earth, as it is done in heaven, I'm sorry, to do that will on earth, the way it is done in heaven, it requires what? Power. If you can remember that scripture that says, it is God that works in us, to what? To will and to what? And to do. You know, there are many times we have this desire to do things for God. We have imaginations. You know, we have thoughts, ideas, and then come and execute. We find out that there's no zeal, there's no strength. There's no, and the idea is there. It takes the power of the Spirit. You know, I was even looking at Nebuchadnezzar. He said, when Daniel was interpreting his dream, he said, oh king, you are a king of kings. He said, he was given a kingdom. And what? Power. He was not just given kingdom. He was also given what? Power. So he could be given kingdom. If they don't give him that power, we'll still have Babylon. But he will not be able to what? To overthrow other kingdoms. He won't be able to advance his cause and rule over other kingdoms. So it's not just having a kingdom. There also must be what? There must be power. So let's move further. In Zechariah 4:6, it's a scripture. Even Sister Shea sang the song today. It's not by might. It's not, you know, I realize it says it's not by might. It's not by what? Power. But in our song, we say it's not by power. It's not by might. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord of hosts. That was the word unto Zerubbabel, a governor. Zerubbabel was the governor in that time, in charge of Israel. They had plans, things to do concerning, you know, the advancement of the kingdom in their days. We had Ezra, we had Nehemiah, we had Daniel. They were, because it was after, that was the only time they were coming out of, you know, of Babylon. They had come out of Babylon and they want to build the temple, they want to build the wall, all kind of works were there to do. And the Lord had to tell him through Zechariah, showed Zechariah a vision and said, this is the word to Zerubbabel. This is not the word for Joshua. This is actually the word for Zerubbabel. It's not by your mind. It's not by your idea. It's not by what you have in your armory. It is by the Spirit. So that's Zechariah 4:6. Similar with Acts 1:8, that we shall receive power. I want us to look at Luke 24:49. It's also similar to it. Luke 24:49. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from where? From on high. That's the experience. He repeated it in Acts 1:8. Then it happened in Acts chapter 2, and it's still happening even till today, that we have been what? Filled. We have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. It is for the emancipation of the world. It is for the emancipation of the world. Emancipation simply means liberation. We want to set people free. We want to take people out of slavery. So the power of the kingdom is for the advancement. As it is advancing, it's also doing what? Emancipating. Do we get that? It's doing two things at the same time. It's advancing. When it gets to a place, it sets them free. I hope you get what I'm trying to say now. So there is this advancement going on immediately with what? Emancipation. That's in Luke. We have read it the other time. Luke 4. Where Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is what? Is upon me. He has anointed me to what? To preach the gospel. Every one of us that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have been what? Anointed to preach. We have been anointed to heal. You know, we have been anointed to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. We have been anointed. It's a past tense. It's a past tense. We have been anointed to heal. We have been anointed to what? To strengthen. To take people out of captivity. Then, the power of the Spirit. If you can remember Romans 14:17, I want to combine that scripture together. Romans 14:17 and 2 Timothy 1:7. In Romans 14:17, Paul said that the kingdom of God is not what? Is not bread and, is it bread and butter or something? Bread and meat and drink. For the kingdom of God is not what? meat and drink. It was coming from a conversation. And it got to this point. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. So meaning, the power of the kingdom produces righteousness. The power of the kingdom produces what? Peace. The power of the kingdom produces what? Joy. Because they are all where? In the Holy Ghost. They are all in the Holy Spirit. So when we have the Holy Ghost, we have joy. It produces it. It produces peace. It produces joy. It produces righteousness. Ability to live right. To do God's will. To obey God. You know, in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says that we have not received the spirit of what? Of fear. But of what? Look at the first one. The spirit, which is of what? Power. Of what? Love. Of what? Sound mind. Do you have issues with your mind? You cannot process things. You forget things easily. You can't even memorize the scriptures. You can't remember information. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Ghost. It releases, wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is love in that environment. There is love in that environment. There is peace in that environment. You notice that when we gave our life to Christ, we say we felt peace. Felt peace. Felt there is this calmness in your mind. There is this fear that is taken out of the way. And it's not even something you did by yourself. You just find that it happened. So it releases love. So this is how the power of the kingdom emancipates. When it gets to a place, what does it do? It releases peace. It releases righteousness. It releases love. It releases joy. Power. Look at that man that was filled with legions. That man can never have rest. He doesn't even understand what it means to rest. We will say, I want to rest more. That man cannot rest. They bound him with chains. He breaks it. And he met the Lord Jesus. And his story changed forever. How did it happen? The same power of the Holy Spirit. And that is the same power that we have been baptized with. It's the same power. It's not different. It's the same power. So we can say that man has sound mind. Because after everything, what happened to the man? He calmed down. You know, Are Bale, Are Tutu. And everybody was like, ha, is this not that man that is in that place that we tied down? Look at how calm he is. So the power of the kingdom produces love, produces joy, produces, gives sound mind to people. That's why I quoted Romans 14:17 and 2 Timothy 1:7. Now, let's look at examples of people who demonstrated the power. We know them already. Jesus himself. That's our standard. Please, my time is not showing again. Jesus is a standard. He is a standard. He's our example. If you look at Matthew 9:35 and Matthew 4:23. Matthew 9:35. Are you there? And Jesus went about all the cities and what? And villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Did not stop there. And what? Healing every sickness and what? Every disease. Among where? Among who? Among the people. Remember, he has declared it in Luke 14. This is what I've come to do. And he set out doing it. Look at the other one. Matthew 4:23. Almost the same thing. 4:23-25. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness. All manner is all manner. And all manner of disease among the people, whether it is broken legs, typhoid, malaria, someone that is turned back. He said, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him another one again. That one is Galileo. The same place again. They now brought him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were what? Lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he what? He healed them. That must have been serious work. I don't think Jesus was tired. I don't know. I don't think he was tired, because this is not just, imagine having like, I don't know, maybe there was 10 lunatic, 10 palsy, I'm assuming. And he healed them all. So it's more than 10. Wow, that's serious work. Look at next one, 25. What's in 25? And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Judea. Okay, thank you. So we can see that which he declared in Luke 4, he carried it out. Till he went, even on the day of his, when they were about to, you know, capture him, when Peter, you know, took the sword, come somebody there, Jesus still went ahead to heal. When they were about to want to take you captive, he still healed somebody at that moment. Now let's look at, and you remember Acts 10:38, how God was anointed. We should know this verse often now. Jesus of Nazareth with what? Holy Ghost and with what? Power. It's not just with Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and healing all those who were what? Oppressed by the devil. Is it oppressed or possessed? I think it's oppressed by the devil, because God was with us. What was with him? Is God with us? Yes. I want our faith to be active this evening. Jesus is our example. And the example, the disciples. When he sent out the 12, if you can remember, he sent out the what? The 70. And they came back with what? Testimonies. Because of time, it's in Matthew 10 and it's in Luke 10. Matthew 10, Luke 10. Matthew 10 was about the what? The 12 disciples when he sent them out. Luke 10, the 70. They both set came back with what? Testimonies. The apostles. That's another example. We've read their experiences. Peter, who, you know, even denied Jesus 3 times, came back, received boldness to speak in Acts chapter 2. That was by the Spirit. Even 3,000 men were added to the church. Okay? That's the apostles. Stephen. Another example. Stephen was a man. A deacon. We also have Philip. If you can remember the experience of Philip. Who went to Samaria. He preached in the city of Samaria. And what? What happened? He healed. In fact, that city was full of joy that somebody came. That Philip came to their city. Then we have the experience of Peter again. Who healed? Is it Aeneas? In Acts 9. When Aeneas was sick, and he told him, Aeneas, the Lord heals you. And he said, you should stand up. Remember Peter's shadow. I don't know what God wants to do with us. If Peter's shadow can do that. Remember Apostle Paul, another example, that apron left his body. The apron, the handkerchief. You know, that's why we have people who believe in, you know, handkerchief. They tell you, if you're coming for convention, for meeting, you should come with what? Handkerchief. They lay hands on it. Take it wherever you want to go to. Take it to your grandmother is sick. And they have testimonies. They have testimonies. Because you can see that it happened to Apostle Paul. Remember, there was a man when Paul was teaching in Acts 14, verse 9. Paul was teaching, and Paul saw that he has faith to be healed. These are the experiences that we have to be conscious of. As we are listening to the word, faith arose in the heart of the man. As we are speaking right now, also faith, because the Bible says that what? Faith comes by hearing. So faith for whatever that we are trusting God for. And what happened? Peter told him, I said Peter, Paul, when he saw that he had faith in Acts 49, the same had Paul speak, who steadfastly beheld him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Then what happened? Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped. And what? And walked. He leaped and walked. So I went through all these examples for us to see that wherever we have the Holy Spirit, we have the power of the kingdom. The word of the Lord says that there was a place where Jesus was teaching Okay, I think I jumped that scripture. Jesus was teaching, and the Bible says that the power of the Lord was present to heal. The power of the Lord was what? Present. So we have to also be conscious of these things. That whenever we gather, and the word of the Lord is being released, even in ministrations, choir ministrations, sometimes even in testimonies, you see people give testimony. In fact, it has happened here, where people give testimony, people say, I want this kind of testimony. Because that testimony, you are declaring the account of the Lord. A personal account of the Lord. This is not even Bible now. What happened to you, whether in provision, whether in healing, and somebody just claim it. We are spiritual, we are in the same environment. We did not claim anything. And the person who claimed it received it. So is it that God don't want to do it for you? It's because we did not claim it. Or we just felt, well, I'm okay. I don't need this kind of testimony. So maybe you can claim something else. So we have to be conscious of the fact that whenever we gather together, the power of the Spirit is available to what? To heal. And then we must lay a demand on it. So that's why I said we have just 15 minutes for activations and impartation today. And I want our hearts to be opened to receive from the Lord. Remember Elimas the sorcerer? When Paul was teaching, and the man did not want the, what's the name of that person now? To receive in Acts 13:8. Let's just look at it before we go into that because of time. Acts 13:8. Okay, this is scripture I jumped. Thank you. Acts 13:8. But Elimas the sorcerer, for so is his name, even by interpretation, is a sorcerer. This is serious. So he became what his name is. We stood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from what? The faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, what happened to him? Filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Set his eyes on him. Focused on him. And what happened next? And said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of what? All righteousness. We thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord. And he dealt with him. And now, behold, what did he say? The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord that is upon us to do good. He said, the hand of the Lord is upon him. And the hand of the Lord dealt with him. And thou shalt be what? Be blind. Thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Imagine if one of us gives such a counsel in our days. You see it to appear on social media. A pastor blindfolded. You say what? Okay. I don't know. Probably it is Pastor Dele that was ministering. I saw somebody holding the not withstanding. I said, like I used to tell my students, just pray that the lecturer should be going to the toilet. If you don't, just pray. He should be going to the toilet. No, he's not saying he should fall sick now. For that day, just be going to the toilet. You know, he said the hand of the Lord is upon you. Upon Elimas. For what? He said he shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. I don't know what, maybe it's for a day, for a month. He said for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist, and it was a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. What happened next? What happened next? Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, by that action, he believed. Being astonished at the what? Doctrine of the Lord. So this tells us that there are times that we go to preach and we have, what do you call this? Opposition. Please, let's be careful too, what we declare. That's why that is to encourage us that we should go in twos, you know, so that when one is ministering, the other person can what? Can be praying, can be standing against whatsoever that will not allow the person to receive the gospel. You know, so, but we have to be careful what we declare. We have to be careful. Because we are also seeking for the salvation of the person that we have come from. I don't know whether Paul went back to Elimas. I don't know. But we know that Elimas went blind for a season. For a season. So this is to encourage us and to charge us today that except we have not been baptized by the Holy Spirit. And even if we have not, as far as we are born again, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. Then we have to test for his baptism. For us to be endued with what? With power. You know, I was thinking, was it yesterday? I was like, all this development in science and technology, you know, developments where we are looking at a time where people will be sick and their body parts will be able to be built up, all kind of thing. And I see, I realize we still need the gospel. Because after you build your body parts, they will go and be possessed and be oppressed by the devil. They will still go back to addiction. They will still go back to their lesbianism. They will still, with that same body. You know, I shared it with my wife. And my wife said, it's even better for them to die. Because when you give them body back, to continue in their... You have not solved anything. But they will tell us they are solving problems. In a way, it's true. But it's causing even, it's going to even cause more problems for us. But imagine if it is God that healed them. They will run to God. They will give their life to Christ. They will submit to God. So that's why we must understand that what we carry is the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in us. The Bible says God is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ever ask or think, according to the power that is what? That works. Paul is always attaching it that it is at work in us. It's not outside us. It is at work where? In us. It is at work. We have to believe these things. Sometimes we have to keep quoting these scriptures again and again. We have to keep quoting it. We have to keep saying it. You know, we have to keep declaring it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is what? Is upon me. We have to keep declaring it. We don't have the spirit of fear. You know, we don't. We don't have the spirit of timidity. We don't. There are times that we need God to put us in difficult situations to even know the kind of spirit that we carry. I remember when I was in school, I was always, you know, whenever I sleep, something will come and press, you know. And in my final year, we were brethren and we gathered together and we were sharing our experiences. And it's called that virtual of us have had that experience. Like I am. So it's not only me that when I was in my 20 level that this thing happened to. And I want to wake up to shout, Jesus, if you hold my mouth, I'll wake up. For more than 3 months. But by studying, I just noticed that one day it just left. I kept studying, I kept praying, I kept declaring. It just left. Then when I now got to 400 level, we just, you know, my colleagues, we just met in my friend's place and we were discussing encounters and it's like, it happened to you, it happened to you, it happened to you. Ah, okay. So I now remember in 300 level, one of my friends called me and told me that she is having that experience. Immediately I just noticed ghost pimples came upon me. Ah. And I just had this boldness to cast it out. And I called the person the following week, said she's no longer experiencing it. And I'm like, wow. I've never had that. Many people tell me they have goose pimples. Like, which one is goose pimples? But that day, it happened. You know? So there are experiences that God will need to bring us into for us to know that He has given us His authority. He has given it to us by the what? By the power of the Spirit. He has given it to us. During convention, Sister Elizabeth came to visit us and she was sharing with us what is happening in the environment. One king wanted to displace her mom and all those things and we went outside. Okay, blessing was there. We prayed. Was it during the or a day after the convention or 2 days? And they said, they've arrested the guy. And on my bed, I said, is this so fast? it was too fast that they have arrested. But the way it was, the way they brought the issue, it was like it would take years for that event to happen. I remember there was one prayer that mommy led us to pray, was it 3 years ago, concerning a road or somewhere. And is it the following week or 2 weeks after? It happened. So we have to understand that this thing is at work in us. What is left for us is to lay demand on it. You need light. Put it on. And you put it on by faith. You don't tell, we are now having audio controller now. You can tell your Google assistant, you go there and switch it on by faith. It's there. But if we don't lay demand on it, that's why I used to say that if we don't lay demand on our pastors, on the grace upon them, if we see them as our pastors, as in, you know now, we know them. And you know that Bella has been encouraging us, especially during his last 3 teachings, on our engagement. We must engage. We have to. We have to. In fact, I used to tell people in my watchers unit about Pastor Dele, I'm still waiting to see it again. You can ask them again. We keep praying it. It's not because the power is not there. There's just something about us that is not allowing it to what? To flow. Sincerely, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. If that's the truth. We can't be sharing word and people are going back with fibroid. They are going back home with headache. Even if it's headache. I remember I prayed for one lady in school also. She told me she was having headache. She chatted me in the evening. The headache is gone. I said, okay. Even if it's headache, if it's pain in the leg, bring it. Daddy have always encouraged us. The Bible says if you are sick, you should call to the what? Don't sit down at home and assume they will know. Call them. That is why you have them. And if daddy doesn't have time, I'm sure daddy will send us with the watchers. Or even if the pastors are busy, somebody must go. Abi? But if you do not call, well, probably there is word of knowledge, yeah, that can operate. So it's time for impartations and for activations. So if you have sickness in your body, now I would like you to come out and our pastors will come and pray with you. Please tell them the sickness. Tell them what's wrong with you. Ah. That is... Hallelujah. Okay, sickness. Disease, deliverance, possession. You have habits you want to break away from. All kind of habits. Masturbation. You have issues with... If you want to break away from WhatsApp. When you go online, you check pornography. All kind of things. So, please, comfort. You have oppression, pain in your body. You have been having issues with fibroid. You have been having issues with cancer. Please, just come forward.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.